Saturday, April 13th at 1 p.m. at the UB Blake Center, Baltimore Playwrights Festival presents a reading of a brand new play, Broken by the Bay, written by local playwright Kevin Kostick. I'm delighted to welcome Kevin to talk about the piece and the process. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Gavin. I'm so excited to have the invitation.
Before we talk about where this play has been and where you think it's arrived, give me a quick setup of what it is. How would you describe the story and style of this piece?
So Broken by the Bay is a story set in the 1980s, and it's about a woman named Janice who desperately needs some rest and peace, but her family is not letting that happen. The play starts with all four of them arriving to a modest vacation house by the water, but all their issues follow them there. Her husband is in the final stages of cancer. Her mother-in-law is showing signs of dementia. Her son just dropped out of school. And in the middle of all this is Janice trying to support them, trying to meet their needs, but not be overwhelmed by life. And I think just given the state of the world, that's something that a lot of us can identify with.
I agree. It seems to me that Janice, this ostensible main character of a very balanced ensemble, is kind of that quintessential sandwich generational experience. It's hard to imagine anyone not connecting, though, even with the idea of trying to make plans or find a respite and everybody's issues landing on you unexpectedly. What was your way into that?
This is probably one of the more autobiographical pieces I've written. And because of that, I'd like to think it's one of the more emotionally authentic pieces. And it's autobiographical not in that there was a straight correlation for the plot line or that the conflicts were all the same, but I allowed myself to take different moments from growing up or different emotions I experienced and to pull on them. Probably the main experience was my father's experience with cancer. He passed away from cancer when I was early in college. And so I sort of had this story in the back of my mind of wanting to explore that a little bit. And when I gave myself permission to do that, it really opened up a number of other memories. One small one being the character Ruth, the grandmother. The grandmother complains that Janice, the daughter, her soup is too cold. And so I would think back to growing up, my grandmother, unless you would bring the soup out and it would be boiling, it would taste like ice. So little moments and touches like that, even though I've been writing for about 25 years, I think this piece really kind of has that strong emotional core to it.
That specificity allows it to be told with so much humor, along with the very resonant poignance that the piece has.
I hope so. And one of the beauties of a reading like that's going to be coming up is then you really get to test out where the humor is. And you get to really experience where does the audience enjoy the moments that I heard in my head that I thought were going to be funny and really bring some spark. And then where does it really connect with the audience. And so the cast has done a fantastic job. We just had a rehearsal that was really great. Being able to hear them bring the work alive, there's nothing better than hearing your work being read by actors for the first time because it just amplifies everything. All the good things and some of the things that you need to work on. And that's what this experience has really been helping to bring about.
And that's the role of an audience for this. Those who come will really be playing an important part in the shaping of it. And part of what Baltimore Playwrights Festival is making possible by supporting this.
And as we were talking before, too, it takes a village to be able to create a play. And part of the journey of this particular piece is it actually started as a 10-minute show that was through a festival through Fells Point Corner Theater. And then it was brought alive through the Baltimore Playwrights Festival and all the workshopping that they're allowing happen. It's being supported through the UB Blake Cultural Center, which we're so grateful for, and then potentially even produced through Spotlighters. So it's so many entities go in to make a piece possible. And what's great is that this is a Baltimore experience of that happening. I'm really proud of that. Also wanted to give a major thank you to the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. They've been supporting Maryland and DC playwrights for over 40 years. So this is actually one of 11 readings that are going to be happening through the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. And sometimes these can lead to fuller productions, such as one that's going to be happening later in April at the Spotlighters Theater. And that play began as a reading last season, and it's going to be getting a full production later this month. So lots of exciting things happening in Baltimore Theater.
I've been speaking with playwright Kevin Kostick, whose new work, Broken by the Bay, will have a free public reading at 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th at the UB Blake National Jazz and Cultural Center. No reservations or tickets necessary, but more information online at baltplayfest.org. Thank you so much, Kevin. Happy rewriting.
Thank you, Gavin.